It's the Friday night before Christmas, and we're on our way to a crime scene with a team of forensic cops in Chihuahua City. The driver, Freddy Lopez, speeds through traffic, flashing his brights. We stop at a hotel near the historic city center to fetch the on-call anthropologist, who happens to be at a holiday party. He climbs aboard wearing a two-piece suit and a morose expression. We know there's a dead body when we gotta bring this guy, explains Lopez. Back on the road, we head south toward a hillside barrio packed tightly with multicolored homes. Once there, the team is briefed by the lead officer with the state homicide unit. Indeed, there's a body. It's stuffed in a refrigerator that's buried in the dirt floor of an abandoned home. Police suspect there's a serial killer at work. It's the third body they find in less than a month bearing similar wounds. A protected witness tipped them off to this particular spot. The forensics team zips themselves into marshmallow-like bodysuits and pull on latex gloves. Inside the house, they cover the victim's hands in plastic to protect any biological matter under his nails. They bag nearby beer cans and cigarette butts and photograph everything. Outside, officers make sure the cordoned-off scene stays secure. Even this basic police work is something to marvel at in Mexico, where studies indicate 98% of crimes go unsolved. Judicial reform is meant to attack Mexico's high rate of impunity. David Shirk is an expert in Mexican criminal justice.
The fundamental feature of Mexico's new criminal justice system is that it inserts accountability into the process that allows the state's evidence to be questioned and challenged. It means that police have to do their job well.
In the past, a signed confession was enough to end an investigation and put somebody in jail. If it even existed, scientific evidence was just a bonus. Under the new system, the accused has more rights and is presumed innocent until the state can prove his or her guilt before a judge.
These reforms are going to be the key to making it clear that that work has to be done. Otherwise, criminals are going to walk free.
The U.S. has poured millions in federal tax dollars via the Merida Initiative into this effort. Most of the money has gone to train Mexican judges, prosecutors, and defense attorneys. A smaller amount has gone to train police, a critical part of the reform that's far behind schedule. Chihuahua is an exception. Its officers have gotten training in cities like Santa Fe, El Paso, and Chicago. Still, they have a major public perception problem to combat.
When we think of police in Mexico, we think of human rights violations and tortured confessions. Our job is to replace that image with one of a well-trained professional cop.
Claudia Rodriguez is a former prosecutor and now director of the State Police Academy in Chihuahua. She says the school mandates courses on human rights for its cadets, with special focus on women and the LGBT community.
The change is enormous. It fills me with pride now to see an officer defend himself in court, able to stand by his work and show he has nothing to hide.
The pride that comes with a job well done is palpable among the officers interviewed for this story. It's a pride that experts like David Shirk say will make them less likely to succumb to political pressure or organized crime, a serious problem which to this day continues to inhibit justice in Mexico, even under the new system.
You know, we have to keep in mind that this is a long-term game. It'll be at least another decade, maybe two decades, before we see some of its effects fully come to bloom.
Aaron Ramos, a state police commander in Chihuahua who survived two attempts on his life, agrees there's hope in the next generation. What gives me the greatest pride, he says, is when my 9-year-old son asks me to visit his school wearing my police uniform.
Eso.
Reporting from Chihuahua City, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.